This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. Frank Camillus Nearing of Eugene is well known to longtime KLCC listeners. After arriving at the station on the LCC campus in 1984 and for more than two decades, Frank volunteered his time as an essential member of the KLCC news staff. Frank often worked long into the night, covering, among other things, meetings of the Eugene 4J, Lane Community College, and Lane Education District Boards of Education. He was just the person to do it, too, having been a board member himself on two of those boards. His day job of 26 years was as Assistant Director of Catholic Charities in Lane County. Now 95, Frank was born and raised in Nova Scotia, one of 16 children. He and his wife, Pat, are parents to nine children. We invited him back to KLCC, a service of Lane Community College, as LCC celebrates its 50th anniversary. Frank, why, with a large family and all the civic responsibilities you'd taken on, did you decide to become a KLCC news reporter?
Well, my appearance before a mic, a pretend mic, goes back to about grade 7. We were putting on a Christmas concert for the parents. The principal asked me to be the MC for the hour-long program which the students were putting on for the parents, and I was in front of an apparent mic and a little radio, and that was my first introduction. Yeah.
You stayed with KLCC just about to the time that we made the move here to the new building here on 8th Avenue, and I remember that you worked with magnetic tape long after anybody else did.
Yeah.
Were you the last person in the country to use magnetic tape?
I understand I was. I was a little gun shy of whatever digital means or is. And I worked with the tape and the razor blade.
Yeah. By the time you got through hanging up your pieces of tape and taping them back together again, what time of night did you find out going to bed?
Sometimes it was 1 o'clock.
I believe it, yeah.
It was 12.
Yeah.
One time I covered a teacher board of education affair out in Elmira or Veneta.
Right.
And I stayed the night and came to the studio about 7:30 in the morning to do a story, and my wife was worried, where is he? What happened to
him? Wait, you stayed the night where? Where did you stay?
In the car.
Oh, geez.
Sleeping a little bit and trying to keep in touch with the persons who were coming out of the deliberations at the school contract, labor contract.
I see. Yeah. And Pat had no idea where you were.
She knew where I was, but she didn't know what happened to me after sunset. So,
you know. And so you were able to come in the next morning and get the piece ready for airing that morning.
That's right.
Well, that's dedication. We're speaking with Frank Nearing, and Frank was for more than 20 years a member of the news department here, covering all the evening public meetings. But he also served on several boards here in Lane County. Well, so this is the 50th anniversary, Frank, of Lane Community College. Got a Lane Community College story for us?
I was covering the meeting at which Mary Spilding got her appointment. And it was an executive session downtown. She was being considered for the president's position out here. After the executive session, they excused her. And we went out into the lobby or the hall to await their decision. And while I was out there with her, I knew her a little bit. We discussed and talked. And I said to her, you can say that prayer to St. Jude, who is the saint of impossible cases. And we laughed about that. And sure enough, that night she was named president of the Lane Community College.
And you suggested she give that prayer because you thought that she had a very little chance of getting named?
Well, we both were not quite sure where she'd line up. There were a goodly number of applicants, but I was waiting to see what would develop.
Okay.
They hired her. Yeah.
And she said the prayer, huh?
No, between us maybe we did, but it wasn't out loud. Yeah.
You and Pat are both together, both living here, continuing to live here in Eugene. What is a day for Frank Nearing like today?
At home?
Yeah, well, how do you spend your days?
I do a lot of reading. I'm catching up on U.S. history because I became a citizen of the United States sometime around 1964 or 65. So I had a lot to learn about U.S. history. I have a garden back of my house where I raise enough vegetables to keep us going during the summer. I try to walk twice a day. That's about it.
Any secrets for people who want to know how to get to be 95 years old?
Well, a good marriage is a good start.
Frank Nearing, at age 95, is a two-decade veteran of KLCC and of service to several Lane County public boards. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.